We're Book of Refined. Two girls decide what's in, what's out, and what it's all about.
We're Book of Refined. Two girls decide what's in, what's out, and what it's all about. We're Book of Refined. Fatigue is implied.
So tired.
Okay, hi, this is Spike.
And this is Elkis.
And welcome to another episode of
Vocally Fried.
A podcast about what's in, what's out, and what it's all about.
And today we are very happy to have a very special guest on the pod. You might know her by her username, Arctic Jackie, on TikTok and Instagram. She's a fashion influencer icon who invented the trend, how to dress like a Pinterest board. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
We're so happy to have you on the pod.
I'm excited to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, before we get into everything about who you are and what makes you tick and what you're expecting to see in 2024, Spike, do you have anything to fact check from last week's episode or any apologies to make to our loyal fans and listeners?
Yes, Elkis, I do. So last week, or maybe a couple weeks ago at this point, I was home over the holidays with my mother, and I just decided to record her talking about a rom-com we saw, Anyone But You, with Sydney Sweeney. And after we got out of the theater, you know, my mom is a boomer woman, so she was like, that was so much.
She identifies as a boomer yeah. woman.
She was like, that was so much nudity, so much skin. And she always says, you and your generation show so much skin. She said that about Love Island, too, and this movie. Wow. And I'm like, I don't think those people, like Love Island people and Sydney Sweeney, are a regular representation of any person from our generation.
I don't speak for yourself.
But I recorded a video of her talking about her impression of the movie and Sydney Sweeney's character in Anyone But You. And it went viral. It has like over 1 million views and 1 million really angry comments. And in the video, she's basically saying like, I didn't like her character because I felt like her character didn't really have a personality.
Wait, I can play it.
Yeah, you can play
it. Oh my God.
And what did you think of Sydney Sweeney?
I thought that her character was not so appealing, and that it was as if her breasts were more of a character than her person was.
Yeah.
They were very prominently displayed and featured.
And that has like 1.2 million views.
So oh my God. I posted it thinking like that is just a normal video that's not gonna get that many views or much interaction, because I thought that Sydney Sweeney's boobs was a topic that had already been discussed at length, but apparently it was really triggering to people, and all of the comments are like, this misogynistic old bitch wishes she had Sydney Sweeney's rack. And they're like
this creator loves to body shame, and it's like, that's not us. Like,
this creator, my mom.
And it's like, this creator is like a 6-year-old woman who like goes on TikTok and talks. Like, it's like, this isn't the creator.
I guess I thought that the response would be like, oh, that's so classic mom's opinion, you
None
know?
None of them are.
But people are deeply hurt by this video, so I just wanted to apologize and say that we at Vocally Fried are not women hating, Sydney Sweeney hating, body shaming misogynists. That is my mom. And that beside, like, she was talking about a character in a movie, not Sydney Sweeney the person. So
people interpreted it as us, which is weird, saying Sydney Sweeney is nothing but her boobs. But that was not what she was saying. I think part of it was like you put as a background really sad piano music. And so a lot of the comments are like, this is so sad.
Yeah, no, it did make me realize how you can manipulate people's reactions to videos by putting like a silly sound or a sad sound in the background, because a lot of the comments are like, for some reason, this video made me so sad. And it's like, probably because it's a really sad song, I would have to guess. Yeah, I apologize to Sydney Sweeney herself and anyone who I've Sydney. Offended.
We're not trying to shame you. We love you, Sydney.
Elkis or Jackie, do you have anything to apologize for or fact check?
I have a few fact checks from last episode I've been writing down to keep myself accountable, to hold myself accountable, things that I say incorrectly. One thing I said was, what's the percentage increase between 20 and 13, which would be a decrease. So that was just a little math corner. And then another thing I said was that I called Hissy Fit a host, but he was actually a guest. And then the last thing I said was that the last year's color of the year was the Ukrainian flag, but I don't think it was. I think it was just like a featured color. Mm. So I'll do better. I'm always ready to hold myself accountable. I work in a restorative justice framework, and I'm a work in progress. So anyways, Jackie, do you have anything to apologize for? Probably nothing to fact check since you haven't talked yet, but...
Not that I know of. I didn't think of... I didn't keep a tally of things I need to apologize or fact check for. Wow. it's really sad. Something I shouldn't do that more often. Something to work on. That's an in. It's one of the ins for what's going to be discussed.
Fact check yourself daily. You never know. Great. Well, now that we have really just held ourselves so accountable, welcome, Jackie, to the pod.
Thank you.
Yeah, just something about Jackie. We met through a friend in Seattle. Tell us a little bit about who you are. Where do you live? What do you do? And what are you into?
Okay, so I am Jackie at Arctic Jackie on TikTok. I just graduated from college. I live in Seattle, really close to Elkis. Very true.
Our first true Gen Zer on the pod. Sorry.
Wait, I forget. Are we different ages?
Yeah, I'm 27, nearly 28. Her jaw is on the floor. My skin is glowing.
It's the ring light.
You don't look anywhere close to 27.
Actually, our friend Alex's mom said, you're 27, you look really good for your age. It's like, what does that
you're
mean?
Like 60.
Yeah, we're millennials, and that's generous.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
You're really at the core of Gen Z, so that's why we
need your perspective.
Okay, yeah. I do feel like I'm in a little bit of a sweet spot, so, you know, it's nice to be 23 right now.
Yeah. So true.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm 23. I'm a software engineer. Yeah, a little day job. In the night, I am an influencer, content creator. It's just a hobby, really, that I devote a lot of my time to and have been doing for, like, since 2021. So it's been a while. But yeah, I started off as, like, a makeup account. I did, like, really crazy makeup looks. And then after a few months of doing that, I realized that I didn't want to wash my face 3 times a day.
Fair.
Because I kept
once is a lot.
No, yeah. Like, my eyes were getting really irritated because I would do, like, a lot of eyeshadow looks. Mm. So I was like, maybe I should pivot.
Away from the eye infections.
Yeah.
From the eye industry.
I was like, this is enough. And I've always had an interest for fashion. Fun fact, Jackie lore. I won best dressed in high school.
Wow. What was your style in high school?
Yeah, what was your style?
Maybe I can pull up the picture.
because I'm thinking, like, we went to high school at different times. Like, I guess we probably would have overlapped.
Right. Like, stop aging us.
But I'm just curious. Wait, no, so, like, was it Indie Sleaze when you were in high school, or was that over?
Yeah. No. Okay. No, no, no. So hell, I feel no. like maybe freshman year of my of
tell
high school.
Us about your generation. Please do oral history for your elders.
So I would say that freshman year, maybe it was freshman year. I remember I was really into chokers, like the little swirly ones.
Wait, so sorry. Yeah. Sorry to stop being a boomer, but what year was that? What year did you graduate high school?
Okay, I graduated high school 2018.
Okay, so that's when we graduated college. So when you were in high school, we were in college, and you were living the 2016 life.
Yeah.
The Fetty Wap.
You were the living chokers, the Fetty Wap.
The bold eyebrow.
Oh my God.
The bold eyebrow. That was a thing. Fetty Wap was like homecoming. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
This was my outfit for the first day of school, first senior year.
That's very, it's kind of giving,
it's like business
mom blogger.
Yeah. I made these pants.
You made
Wait,
those?
That's sick.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, during that time, office business wear
business
was very in.
Everything.
Elkis would always tease me because I would walk around with a briefcase and she was like, Spike, you look so dorky, but I was really committed to that look.
As you should.
Yeah.
It's the Elkis. Vibe.
And wearing a blazer to the club. Yeah. I can't say that I ever really, I feel like I was indie sleaze in high school, or like hipster indie, and then I kind of just continued that until now. I don't really ever remember getting into the 2016 fashion looks.
I don't even know like what really was trending then, because I feel like social media wasn't like crazy like this is the trend. Right, it was more like me looking up what looks good.
That's like a good point.
I was also really emo in middle school. Like I listened to Pierce the Veil and Of Mice and Men and Sleeping with Sirens, so I just wore like band tees all the time. So that really elevated the choker look.
Totally. Yes.
Wait, but then how did you go from choker banty to like business casual?
I don't know.
Just Googling what looks good.
A huge departure. Yeah.
I think what it was. So it was like banty, whatever, Hot Topic, clothes. Mm-hmm. And then I was like shopping at like Zara then.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Not now.
Boycott Zara. Not anymore. Yeah. In high school when I was like, I guess this is where I buy clothes. And then I was like looking on their site and I was like, I guess I like this. And I think I saw Kendall Jenner wear this or something. And then I started like being able to shop at like Urban Outfitters and American Apparel when they were still alive.
Oh, R.I.P.
The company exists.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Well, now it's called like Los Angeles Apparel or something.
Yeah. And I think from then I was like, I don't know. I think the mules I was wearing in that picture are from Zara. And then I was like, I love mules. I'm wearing these with everything.
The tweed, not tweed. No, the tweed mules are
iconic. It was a big thing during that time where everyone would wear like fake vintage band tees from Urban Outfitters. And then it would be like, do you even listen to, I don't know, the Arctic Monkeys?
It'd be like, name five.
Yeah, it was like a big point of contention in the band tee community.
What was happening then was like the birth of YouTube bloggers. I saw this whole thing about it. Like the reason why bold makeup was so big was because like everything had to show up on YouTube. Mm. So they would put like crazy makeup on so that it was visible to the camera, and cake on so that like you couldn't see any like of your pores. But now that we have like better cameras and we're looking on our phone, it like doesn't really matter as much. But I thought that was very interesting because Spike was definitely big into the 2016 makeup loops.
Okay.
I was too.
Yeah, I definitely way overdid my eyebrows, but that was probably the worst trend I've ever participated in, like drawing on ginormous eyebrows. But it was just like the time, because people would compliment me on it. So I was like, I have to keep doing it. You know, the people want
like
it.
Like a little more
today. They just get bigger and bigger.
Give the people what they want.
No, I literally like, I was really into watching makeup YouTubers in like early high school.
Yeah.
And I would, because so I have monolids, so I don't have like a crease or anything. So all the makeup YouTubers at the time were not Asian, except for like maybe one person who like had a double eyelid. I would fake a crease and just do like cut crease looks. And it would just look so odd on my face. I think I wore like one of them to like J-prom. It just looks whack.
The cut crease to J-prom. Who was your favorite makeup influencer, YouTuber at the time?
Okay, at the time,
James Charles?
No.
I remember there was Juicy Star 07. Do you remember her? This might have been before your time.
Before your time.
I watched like...
You were in preschool. Spike was watching YouTube vlogs.
I remember Manny MUA, if that... rings a bell?
No, but
or like Patrick Starr.
Oh well, of course Patrick.
Yeah,
Kanye's ex-boyfriend. Wait, Patrick
Wait, what?
Starr.
No,
wait, not, not Patrick Starr
SpongeBob.
From SpongeBob?
Like yes, but also no.
Wait, I'm not thinking of the right person.
I need to show you. It's this person,
Patrick Starr. Oh,
yeah. He made the brand One Size at Sephora. Apparently, it's really good, but I haven't tried it.
Patrick Starr. Who's the person I'm thinking of that's really scary looking?
Jeffree Star?
Yeah. Maybe they're cousins or something.
Yeah, they're probably related.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that is amazing. And so, where were you? Sorry, trying to segue into the next question with great ease. Where are you from? Where was all of this iconic YouTubing happening?
So I was born in Northern Virginia. I lived there for like 13 years. And then my family moved to New Jersey because my dad worked or currently works still in New York City. So the commute was shorter. So all the YouTube watching and makeup MUAing was in New Jersey for the most part. My emo phase was mostly, it was kind of in the transitional period. I remember I lost Pierce the Veil band tee in the move, devastated me.
That's awful.
I know.
And then you're TikToking. What was the birthplace of that? Where?
I'm where?
Not stringing together sentences very well today.
It's okay, Elkis.
Combo where
sandwich. It was in like my first actual apartment during like when I started living off campus in college. It was still like 2020 was the peak of COVID. Mm-hmm. 2021 started like kind of coming back again.
Yeah.
It was kind of during that time, so we were
post-vac
still
back summer.
PVS. I just kind of started doing it because I was like, I'm bored. And I think I always wanted to be like my mom told me I should do YouTube when I was in high school, which I should have listened to her because who knows where I would be right
now.
She was like, get to work.
Yeah.
No, literally, she's like, you do all this makeup for what? And I was like, you're so
capitalized off this.
Really? Not really.
And for what?
She was like, she was more like, you're doing all of this, but you should show it to the world. Not mean. Like,
that's so sweet. There's no way my parents knew what YouTube was until like 1 to 2 years ago.
But yeah, so I think I was like, yeah, I'm really bored. And I also really like doing fun makeup. I was in a deep into like a makeup era again. It was like the revitalization of that high school, middle school phase. And then I was like, yeah, I'll do it for TikTok. Well, I feel like TikTok was kind of like, there was some sort of like, not anonymity because it's obviously my face, but it's like, I didn't follow my friends from like high school on there or people that I knew.
Not the same as Instagram. Yeah.
Exactly. I started posting on Reels recently, and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, people like, you know will actually see that.
It feels like you could never shit post on Reels. Like, you could only post, like, a perfectly curated video. But on TikTok, I'm like, post?
Yeah.
It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
No, I still feel the same way. I'm just like, Reels is just different. It's so spooky on there. Because I don't even post on Instagram that regularly either. So now I'm, like, posting videos of me, and people are like, from high school, they're like, oh my god,
it's Jackie.
Posting on Instagram feels embarrassing, whereas
it's only a tier below LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's basically LinkedIn at this point.
Where are the LinkedIn reels?
Yeah, no, you should start posting LinkedIn reels.
So
wait, so where did you go to college? In New Jersey?
No, I went to Northeastern in Boston.
Okay.
Surrounded by like a bajillion other colleges, mm-hmm. and then all the Cambridge colleges as well. I did 5 years there because it was like a co-op program.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Which is like those, like a 6 month long internship.
Oh, okay.
That's like baked into your curriculum. But it's like there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 1.5 years of straight school and then 6 month long internship and then fall semester, 6 month long internship, fall semester.
So cool. Did you have to pay to do internships?
No, it was okay, like, yeah, thank God. I got paid from the internships.
Okay, I was like, they weren't charging you tuition because that seems a college would do.
That would be so bad. No, but I did have to like
$60,000 for working.
Oh my God.
It's pretty cool. I liked it. It got me my job.
Okay, Jackie, do you know what vocal fry is? / do you have vocal fry?
I do know what vocal fry is. I think I have it a little bit, but it's not the most.
It's not as extreme as our cases.
I feel like it's apparent sometimes and in certain situations when I like just talk deeper in general,
mm-hmm.
but not in every day. I'm more like a volume person.
High volume?
A little, yeah. That's a better way of describing it.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, good to know.
All right, Jackie, the question we've all been waiting for. What is in for you right now?
Okay, so a lot of this, I was telling my boyfriend about this list and I was telling him what I wrote down. And he was like, these aren't like revelations. And I was like, who said they were? These are just a fun little list that I want to, it's in, you know?
And it's not in to do revelations. It's in to simply exist.
It's in to just yap. I saw someone make a TikTok about that. Yapping is in.
Yes, agreed.
I'm curious about if he has some profound revelation that he wanted to share with us.
Wow. Call him up. Call him out. Call him up.
Boyfriend.
Wait, that should be like a that should be a new like segment. Call him up. Call him out. Call him up or something.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I like that. Call him out. Call him up. We have Bill Clinton on the phone right now.
Elkis, you are too obsessed. Anyway, Jackie, corner. What are your profound revelations?
My end, firstly, sleeping 8+ hours a night.
Snaps. Upwards of 12 sometimes.
Upwards of 12 if possible. But I always have trouble falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then I obviously have a job that I have to go to. So then I have to wake up. But I'm trying to sleep before 12 so I can wake up at 8.
That's my schedule. It's a great schedule.
And I think it just would just make everything better because sleep is everything.
Do you have any tips on your nightly routine to go to sleep?
I stopped using it, but I think I'm going to continue using it. The Magnesium from Moon Juice, the powder.
Oh.
I have it back there somewhere. I used it a lot in college and then I stopped for some reason, but I think it does work.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does make me feel a little bit sleepy. And it tastes pretty good. It's like berry, but I think they also have a lemon one now. Or
is it different than just regular magnesium supplements?
Yes. So this one is, it has a mixture of magnesium citrate, I think. Don't quote me on that. But also like L-theanine and then some other like sleepy stuff for your brain.
Intense.
So it's magnesium plus, like, it's time to go to bed, which is super nice. And it's just fun to have, like, a little, like, drinky, like, an hour before bed.
Yeah, a little treat.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of, like, little mocktails every day. So that's, like, a really easy way.
That's one of my ins, too.
Mocktails are in.
Mocktails are in.
I'm doing dry January, so mocktails have been very in for me.
Oh, another in, then, is Gia. Like, that non-alcoholic aperitif.
Oh, I haven't had it. Is it good?
I had it once, like, the canned spritz, and it was really good. I really liked it. It just kind of tastes like fancy, but like, it just tastes like, like, I don't know how to describe
like
it.
Like wealth, elegance.
Yeah. What's it called? A luxury, elegant luxury?
Quiet luxury. Quiet luxury.
Elegant luxury.
Elegant luxury.
No, I have to try that. I feel like alcohol is just out for 2024. Like, a little shop in my neighborhood just opened, and it's like all mocktail non-alcoholic beverages. That's the whole premise. I hope they don't go out of business.
I have to say, is my New Year's resolution is to drink one Bloody Mary a day. No, I recently like got really into Bloody Marys because, you know, when you're a kid and like, I feel like Bloody Mary is like the ultimate like picky food thing because it's like clam juice, olives, tomato. And so I had to work through all of my fears around it. And now I love it. Mm. Like, I've already had a few this year. So sorry, I'm not doing dry Jan, well, but I support
you. I love that for you. But I also feel like, Elkis, you've never had... like, you've never had a bad relationship with alcohol or anything.
Not yet. Not until
this year. One Bloody Mary a day. Minimum.
I have a very non-addictive personality. I actually have the opposite, where I can't commit to anything for any amount of time. So, amazing. What else is in for you?
I would say, like, in terms of, like, buying clothes or buying things that you love, like, investment pieces. I've been kind of dabbling into like rings and stuff that are like more high quality. Like, a lot of my rings that I'm wearing are like either they're secondhand or like they're from like an Instagram vintage gold sellers, which is like the way to go to buy high quality rings for like cheaper than retail, like Mejuri even. Like, Mejuri says it's like cheap, but it's like, it's not that cheap. Like, it's still like, there's still like a crazy price attached to it if you want to buy like solid gold or anything. So I've been like collecting like higher quality jewelry for the past few years, but I really think that I've been seeing more online about like the discussion of people are getting like sick of having rings tarnish and having to continuously buy jewelry or like clothes because they're poorly made or whatever. So I think that, and like being like meticulous about what you want is going to be like kind of in. Me and for everyone.
Yeah, and I feel like part of that is like not moving through these like speed of light trend cycles and actually like enjoying things that you'll like long term.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone is very sick of fast fashion. And I've seen people talking about how even brands like Target brands are made so much more cheaply now than they were, you know, even like 10 or 20 years ago. It's very depressing, but hopefully that will start changing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to be like unique. And I think the best way to go about it is just thrift clothes. And because like when you thrift clothes, like the clothes are usually, if you don't buy like Shein at the thrift store, but like they're going to be like higher quality and better made than like what's currently being made. Right. Like a knit back that like in the 2000s is going to be better made than like now, more most of the time.
Totally.
Yeah. And also like that kind of ties into like personal style. I think that's also going to be like in time, like your personal brand, who you are as a person. I feel like people on TikTok have been talking more and more about that. And like with that's like who you are as a person, what do you like personally? What attracts you? What scents do you like, etc.? I think all of that is like, I think like 2024 is like a discovery year. Like that kind of, because before I feel like in 2020 to to 2022-ish was really like following trends. Everyone was doing like a TikTok dance. Everyone was like, oh my God, the House of Sunny cardigan and dress. And then like all the Paloma wool sweaters and stuff like that. I feel like now people are like, okay, I don't want to fall victim to like hating something in my closet. I want to find out what really works for me.
And I think, yeah, people saw it, like, if you had, like, cow print pants, you're probably not wearing them today. And I feel like people were spending, like, hundreds of dollars on those items, and now they're, like, literally embarrassed to wear them, like the House of Sunny dress. So, yeah, I think, like, it's, like, because of the, like, massive TikTok trends, yeah, I feel like now people are like, oh, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your other ins?
I'd say advocating for yourself and your well-being.
Snaps.
Like, go to bed when you're tired. If you're, like, somewhere else, be like, hey, guys, I'm tired. I'm going to head out.
Intuitive no sleeping.
Hate. Intuitive sleeping.
I love that. I've been practicing that for a long time.
I get sleepy at, like, 9, and then, but I'm like, no, it's too early. So then I stay up. And then by, like, 11, which is like, oh, it's time for bed, I'm like, wide awake, so then I can't fall asleep until like 1. So I feel like just being like, this is good for me and I should go to bed. I feel like that's gonna be a really good thing in 2024. Okay, next, accepting the cringe. I think that is something that I've been trying to do ever since I made my TikTok account, really. But this year is the year that we're all going to put ourselves out there, whether that be in our hobbies, our whatever interests, in things we want to do, things that we aspire to be, all of that vibes. We're all, this is the year to do that, because if not now, then when? I think I heard that in elementary school. Oh, and also I play Fortnite now. And
oh my God.
I am accepting the cringe, and I tell a lot of my friends that I do that.
Do you know that Jen, I know you're young, but I know you're not Gen Alpha young, but Spike and I last week got obsessed with the song that's like sticking out.
Which song?
Sticking out your wrist.
You're so skibbity.
You're so Phantom Tax. That's our new favorite song. Is that a Fortnite thing?
I don't think so. Okay, I also just started playing Fortnite like within the past month.
So it's Fortnite, honestly.
It is a shooter game where you play as a random character, and then you get put onto this bus, Airbus. It's like flying over like a map of a certain whatever island thing. You're with like 100 other random people who's just playing Fortnite on the server.
Wow.
And then you can drop off anywhere you want on this map. That's why you might have heard the phrase, where are we dropping, boys?
Oh my God. That iconic phrase. This is giving me so much insight to the side of
the I literally learned all of this like within the past month. It was crazy. I was like, I get it.
Where are we dropping, boys?
Where are we dropping, boys? I've said that unironically. Because I have, my boyfriend plays it now because of me.
Can we just take a minute for the reversal of gender norms? You got your boyfriend into Fortnite. That's iconic.
Actually, my other friend, the one who lives in South Carolina, she texted me one day saying that she's playing Fortnite with her boyfriend. So I was like, wait a second. She's not even like a gamer. I think I want to play it. So she got me into it.
Okay.
So I play with her and her boyfriend and my boyfriend, and I go, where are we dropping, boys?
Double date.
Double date in the Fortnite squad.
What I was thinking of is Roblox, which is the Gen Alpha game.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's Roblox.
Yeah. I think Fortnite's been around for a while.
Yeah. I feel like it's died out, which is a thing. Maybe that's why I want to pick it up. Yeah.
Arctic Jackie, you heard it here first.
Making it relevant. Making
Fortnite is relevant again. There are a lot of people still playing Fortnite. Like, you can see how many people are playing, like, the specific game you're playing within Fortnite, because there's different games. And there's like 500,000 people playing like the original like Fortnite game. I don't know. This is a tangent, but anyways, Fortnite is very fun.
Maybe we should play it, Elkis.
We could start streaming Vocally Fried streams, Twitch streams.
Yeah, catch us on Twitch. I'm not honestly really a gamer, but I feel like the fact that your friend who's not a gamer likes it is a good sign, you know?
Yeah, it's very fun. And I think it's free on like Epic Games or something. It was free on my Switch, but it's because you like buy stuff in the app, which makes it like you don't have to buy stuff, but that's how they get you. For like the Gen Alpha kids who are playing this game.
Are you buying?
No. I kind of do want to buy like an emote though. It's like the, I don't know if you've seen the Fortnite dance.
Oh yeah.
Like the,
oh, like the backpacking. Wait, I feel like Fortnite was where flossing got big.
Yes, that's okay, also so it
definitely is not Gen Alpha. Oh, so you can buy a cool dance.
You can buy a cool dance that just like, you can do it mid-fight or just whenever, really. And you just, there's flossing. Like a, there's a song. They have TikTok dances. They have like the Megan Thee Stallion one that's like,
oh, I'm a savage.
Yeah, I'm a classic savage.
Bougie. That one is outdated. That one is officially almost 4 years old. Isn't that disturbing?
Oh my god. I saw someone emoting that yesterday and I was like,
emoting.
Oh my god.
I don't know if that's the right use of that
word. Such a formal
I was
emoting my savage. Wow, Spike, we should do like a 2020, well, like maybe it's kind of grim, but I feel like lockdown anniversary. Tiger King
savage. Animal Crossing.
That sounds...
No, it was like Carol Bassett.
Yeah. Oh, Carol. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know if I want to remember that.
I don't, but when I do remember it, it's like deep, dark in the recesses of my mind. Okay, sorry. What's your next in?
Drinking a healthy amount of water. I feel like people are drinking a lot of water because of this whole Stanley Cup thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I also forgot my water bottle. I left it in Seattle. I'm currently in my childhood home. So I'm drinking less water than I've ever drank in my life because I just don't have a water bottle and I have to drink out of like cups.
Boo cups.
And no straw too. So it's like, you know,
just pour it all over your face.
What do we think of Stanley cups? My thing is like, I feel like any water bottle with a straw gets moldy.
I don't That's know. Valid. I mean, maybe I'm just drinking mold, but I think the whole Stanley Cup thing is stupid. I mean, I have a water bottle that is similar to that. I've just had it for like a few years, and why am I going to buy a new water bottle if I already have one that works perfectly?
I've always had water bottles.
Like, especially people collecting them. I'm just like, what is wrong That's with disturbing. People?
Late stage capitalism.
Consumerism must stop.
Did you see that TikTok where people were waiting outside the Target like overnight for the Stanley Cup? Yeah,
because Target started selling them, right?
Yeah.
I saw that. No, it reminded me of like old timey Black Friday videos. Of,
oh my
like,
god, like, right.
Black and white Black Friday.
Yeah. No, but like from like 10 years ago.
Like 5 years ago. Before e-commerce took the
before
stage.
Before e-commerce.
I know, yeah. I remember.
Before Cyber Week.
Jackie, you probably don't remember what it was like.
I was just a baby then.
Yeah, I've heard stories of what Black Friday was in yesteryear.
No, but Black Friday used to be crazy.
I know, I remember. Those innocent times.
So, Jackie, what is out for you?
First thing that's out for me as someone with very high anxiety is to anxious... sorry, I'm trying to phrase it correctly. It is out to anxiously obsess over every interaction you have.
Snaps.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
You can't ever think about this podcast ever again in an anxious way. Only positive vibes.
Only positive vibes. But yeah, I've been trying to be like, I am normal. I am so cool and everyone wants to be my friend. Mantra. Do.
Yeah. Write it on your mirror. Everyone wants to be my friend.
I am normal and I am cool.
I love that.
Everybody wants me as a guest on their podcast. You should exactly. write on your mirror and lipstick.
Honestly, I should. My bathroom yeah. mirror. Affirmations.
And then like leave lipstick kiss marks all over. That's an affirmation. Yeah.
Very true. Next, I think this is kind of tying into that in, which was like more picking and being meticulous about choosing, but just overconsumption is out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of always been out. But I feel like now, especially this year with the whole uprise of personal style and stuff, it's being like more iterated actually in the fashion sphere of TikTok or social media. Just like overconsumption is bad and it's embarrassing to do thousands and thousands of dollar hauls on the app, which is just so insane. But yeah, I guess those are the main outs. But I do have fashion trends that I want to talk about, whether they're in or out. I think in 2023 we saw the rise of the skirt over the pants. I think that is still going to happen in 2024 because it wasn't, stores weren't really making the piece connected yet. Oh. like a skirt over pants piece to buy. I think I saw maybe one brand do that. So until a store does that, like a big store like Zara, again, boycott, I think that's still going to be in.
So do you think that once stores like Zara start making that, then it'll be out once it's like in the fast fashion cycle?
I feel like my issue with that is I think it's fun and cute, but it really reminds me of like Hannah Montana Disney Channel fashion.
That's like the skirt over jeans. That is so fair. It is not for everyone. I think it's like fun because you can wear it. Like it's also super functional for winter, especially. So true. I think it's more fun to be able to incorporate that into your outfits, like skirts into your outfits now without feeling the effects of hypothermia.
I'm going to try it.
We should try it.
My two New Year's resolutions, drink a Bloody Mary every day, which I'm failing at. I've only had like two. And Hannah Montana core.
You also have to wear a wig every day to fulfill that.
I have to live a double life.
That's true. Gotta commit.
That's my third New Year's resolution, to live a double life.
Exactly. Next up, I will say, I think colorful sneakers are going to be more in. I feel like they kind of started last year. And I think with that, the death of the dad sneaker will come.
No, that's sad to hear.
It is sad to hear because I love a dad sneaker, but I also may be completely wrong because I have no experience in this iconic.
No, what do you mean?
No, you are the voice of our generation, Jackie. Or you're
right. Yeah, and you're an iconic fashion influencer. What color shoes are we talking here?
When I say colorful shoe, I do mean kind of like pop of color. So, like, rather than, like, a muted green, which I think a lot of people wear, more, like, pink and red. I think pops of red were kind of in, or started to be into the holidays. I love red. I also like red and pink together. I think it's a really cute combo.
V-Day.
It's coming up. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
It's my birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Wow, thank you.
But, yeah, just, like, kind of, like, more punches of color to just kind of make it more your outfit more interesting. Like that's kind of the vibe, because I feel like when white sneakers were in, everyone was like, oh, a white sneaker matches everything. But then everyone started wearing the white sneaker to the point where it was like, okay, this is a little bit boring, how can we elevate this dad sneaker? But now everyone's wearing the dad sneaker, gray dad sneaker, like there's like different types of dad
sneaker.
Platform sneakers, platform whatever's. So I think colorful sneakers will slowly incorporate its way into, I don't think the dad sneaker will be dead anytime soon, but I think at some point it will get there.
What about a colorful dad sneaker?
That is it.
A lime green dad sneaker.
I was actually looking at a lime green dad sneaker the other day.
Oh my God. No way.
Elkis, you're in.
I'm in.
You're in.
My finger on the pulse of the people.
Something I've seen that I want your opinion on. I've seen TikToks about how, you know, there's like a 2010s revival, which I don't know about that. But people are saying that like millennial knee-high 2010s boots are coming back. Do you think that's true or false?
I hope it's not true.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I believe that. But I keep seeing videos. It'll be like a girl who's like 30 being like, I held on to these boots for 15 years and now they're finally trendy again. And I'm like, I don't know.
Christian girl autumn is going to be back in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Circle scarves are in.
Oh my God. I always like whenever I hear like stuff like that, like when I'm like, oh my God, really? It may be in like later on, but I think it's going to be like different than how it was rewearing the same exact Christian girl autumn. Like wearing the same exact knee high over the knee boot from like the 2010s is gonna be different than what it may transform to be.
Because Y2K was like very different when it came back, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I remember in like summer of last year, people were like, peplum's back. And I was like, peplum. Whoa. But then I saw how people were making peplum tops now, which is a kind of like a baggier whatever. And I was like, wait, I kind of like that. So it might be like I don't know how it's going to be different.
But like styled differently at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the videos that are like talking about like preppy, like Abercrombie and Fitch like polos and stuff. It's still the way that it's presented is very different than like, you know, when we were young and that was what was in.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Jackie? True or false? Will that be now is the true or false section.
Okay. There's a right answer.
And there's a right answer to what will happen in the future.
I haven't seen too much of people posting like Abercrombie. I think I saw one person post that they saw something on Depop for like an Abercrombie polo selling for like $300.
No.
And they were like vintage Abercrombie and Fitch, like dead stock, whatever. And I was like, what are you talking about? Honestly.
That's crazy.
Like I feel like preppy is kind of seeping through already. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been seeing people wear like more V-neck sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've kind of noticed. I've been into a sweater kick recently, so I've been really like hyper fixating on sweater types. So I've been seeing people wear a lot of more V-neck sweaters than I usually do. So I was like, I haven't seen that in a while.
Right, the V-neck is back. The deep V.
Yeah. Not the deep.
Remember when men would wear
the deep, deep V's.
That was a really odd time.
I feel like I've seen people not wearing Abercrombie shirts, thank God, but wearing like more preppy brands like Ralph Lauren and stuff like that, but in a more kind of slouchy, not typically preppy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. They're like, it's a little baggier. It's they're pairing up with like baggy jeans and like sambas or something.
Yeah,
to be like, oh, I'm like, it's really nice, but then it's like, oh, but it's a casual. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Okay.
As I was saying, it's like Jacob Elordi and Saltburn aesthetic. True.
Need to watch ASAP.
I have a question for you as a true Gen Zer. How do I find baggy pants that look good on me? How did you find baggy jeans? Sorry.
Baggy jeans. So I'm actually wearing some baggy jeans right now.
Oh my God. Fit check.
They are from Urban. I got them in through PR and they were like, pick what you want. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll pick this.
You get Urban free clothes?
Yeah, they sent me a lot of stuff and they were like, you don't have to post either. And I was like,
Whoa.
That's amazing.
But I ended up loving like every single thing that I got from there. So I have worn them in like a majority of my TikToks since I've gotten them. So honestly, so, yeah, I have been giving them advertising.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Like, I got a paid partnership, Elvis.
Yeah, Urban is sponsoring this podcast. But it's best to go in store at that point, or like buy somewhere online with a return policy. Because you should buy, like, I think a lot of stores now are like making them oversized, but if it's like not an oversized fit, to buy, I think it's like two sizes up from your normal whatever waist size that you have. I think that's like a really good range.
Yeah.
So I think I've done that before and I was like, wow, this works.
But how do they not fall off?
Well, I guess it's really dependent on your waist to hip ratio.
Okay.
As long as the waist is smaller than your hips,
right,
it shouldn't fall off.
Right.
But like with these jeans, these were like really oversized and I got like my size in them too, but belt.
Okay. Belt, ever belt. Heard of it? Belt.
Well, catch me in the mean streets of Seattle in massive pants, you guys.
Yeah,
I feel like it can be hard for zillennials/millennials because I feel like we are programmed to wear high-waisted pants.
I know.
So the advice that I've gotten from friends, because I have like baggy pants and then I'm like, guys, this looks so bizarre. And they're like, no, you just need to like wear them lower. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But then you just have to do it. And like, it doesn't look as bad as you might think.
You just have to be brave. That was really touching, Spike. Thank you. Thank you both of you for your encouraging words. Okay, Jackie, what else is going to be in this great year of 2024?
I will say two more things. On the topic of baggy pants, I think 2024 is either going to go in one direction or it's going to split. Baggier pants. Or skinnier pants.
No.
Or both. But not like skinny jeans, like skinny, slim.
Not skinny. Where it's like a straight leg.
Yeah. It's so hard to tell because I'm so like ingrained in seeing myself in like baggy/straight pants. Where I see myself wearing like an almost tapered thing and I'm like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong with this something's picture.
Not quite right. But when I see it on other people, I'm like, cute, like a skinnier pant, not a skinny jean or anything. Like
you heard it here,
like
first.
A more fit.
Jeans are back.
No, but like that with a loafer, I think is like me personally. I love that.
That has preppy vibes.
That has preppy vibes too. The loafer was definitely kind of like on the up and up the past fall.
Okay, good. I have some loafs.
Speaking about skinny or not skinny jeans, but I've seen people wearing capris.
What? Yes. Oh, I feel like that's
but
Hannah
like
Montana core.
Yeah, another Hannah Montana core thing.
Capris with the skirt over?
No, literally, like, I actually wrote that down. Like,
that's
capris.
Literally how I dressed in third grade, and it was fucking awesome.
And it slayed.
I feel like capris are the type of clothes that serve cunt. But can I say that on this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Say it more.
They serve cunt, but the thing is, you really have to go into it. Like, you cannot have any doubts about how you look. Like, you have to know that you look amazing. Otherwise, it can smell your fear. And you won't look as powerful as you need the confidence to wear the capris. I don't think I'm the person to do that. So I think the majority of people
say your affirmations.
I am normal and I am cool.
I can wear capris.
I am serving cunt in these capris.
No, literally. Capris with like a dainty little kitten heel. Like I feel like I've seen people wear that where I'm like, yes. But then I'm like, would I do that? I don't know. I don't think I don't have yet the confidence to have all of that yet. But maybe. So that's my take on capris.
I think by the spring, which is capri weather, you'll be ready.
Oh, you're so true. That's so... Oh my gosh.
You're so true.
You're so true.
You just have a few months to get there, but then it'll be Capri weather. It'll be Easter Sunday weather, you know? I think we have to talk about something that's really important. What the fuck is happening with Bose right now?
I think... In December, that was the peak of the bow.
Christmas.
I think we're on, like when they were like putting bows on trees. When there was like, "This is me if you even care." I think that was here. Like it was like it was like a really high like and long uphill to there. Now we're slowly falling down. I think it had a really good run. I don't think it'll ever be like out.
Yeah,
like, I feel like it's kind of the House of Sunny cardigan. It's like they're not gonna have it. Like I've seen like sweaters being made where they have like a bow on it, and that's like it. I don't think that's gonna be like.
I think it's hard when something becomes a meme to like keep it going.
Yeah, I was really debating on getting a bow tattoo.
Oh, did you do it?
No, I really wanted it, but then I was like,
I love the trend.
Knowing me, because I feel really, I get really insecure about things. So I'm like, I know I'm going to hate this in a year or so. So I need to like,
maybe think about it for a little bit longer. If you still want it and the trend is gone, then you can think about it.
Exactly. Like I need to know that it's like me.
You could strap a bow to your arm for all of 2024. And if you still like it by the end, then it's tattoo time.
Then it's time. It's a sign, honestly.
I was just gonna say, speaking of bows, like a few weeks ago I kept seeing these videos that were talking about trends, and it was like bows, ribbons, red statement pieces, shiny accents, and then I was like, wait, this all just sounds like things that are popular around the holidays. And like lace and stuff.
You're
like
describing
that.
Describing Christmas. You're literally describing like a little girl at Christmas, like in a dress, red tights, and then like patent leather shoes and a bow in their hair and dress.
Yeah. So how much of those predictions do you think are related to just the holidays and winter vibes? And how much do you think are actually here to stay?
It's not winter.
I do have coquette Lana Del Rey vibes.
Like, I don't think people are going to be wearing the red tights post-winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess maybe tights are more like a colder weather vibe anyways. But, like, I think it was very definitely, like, winter, fall, like... Mm-hmm. You know, it's a cute little like pop of color that is kind of necessary because it's cold out. No, that I was thinking about that too.
For V Day,
you want what?
The red
tights. Oh, for V Day. Yeah. No, that would be cute.
We're like, it's out.
No, I don't think it's gonna be like out because I don't think enough people wore them. Like, I think they were still kind of like
niche.
Yeah, niche, but like also like. Just kind of out there. That's not like not everyone's gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna wear these, like a cute little mini skirt and these out, because it's still kind of like a lot for a pop of red. It's like your entire leg.
It's not a pop, it's your legs. We don't have that much time. Do you want to like rattle off? I just feel like you have so much good stuff in here. Do you want to like just kind of like go through them quickly?
Rapid fire trend.
Matching your accessories, shoes to bag, hats to socks, gloves to socks. These are very winter things, but can be transitioned into summer things as well. Boat neck tops, I feel like they've been in. I feel like they're still going to be in. I think they're really cute. Giving 90s, giving Monica Geller. Dark denim, I feel like, is having its moment. Light wash is very, like, it's fine. But dark denim, like the raw denim. I don't really even know what raw denim really is. But it's like...
Uncut gems.
I'm trying not to give any commentary, but that was really good commentary. Okay. Rattling them.
Okay. Pops of patterns. So, like, pops of color, yes, but also pops of patterns. Like, I think, like, I follow this one TikTok fashion. I don't know if she's an influencer, but she's very into fashion. her username's Old Loser in Brooklyn. She was talking about how Cheetah's going to be in, mm-hmm. like, I think she said that in like November. And then since then, I've been seeing so much Cheetah print. I don't know if it's because my phone is listening to me or what, but I feel like mm-hmm. I've been seeing Cheetah print like pants. There's like a new Wales Bonner Cheetah print Samba. There's Cheetah print this. But I think animal print is going to be back, as well as vintage fur coats. Not mm-hmm. new, secondhand, because we're not buying new fur.
I said I wasn't going to interject, but I saw TikTok today about this girl who got kicked out of a bar in New York City for wearing old vintage fur. So I saw how do you avoid PETA if you're in vintage fur?
Hold a sign.
It's vintage.
It's vintage. I didn't buy this firsthand. Yeah, I have no clue. I don't know
if even that would satisfy the PETA vegan community.
Or faux fur. But faux fur is literally just plastic, so.
Yeah. It's like worse for the environment, technically. Like yeah, it's like vintage fur. So it's like, if you don't wear it, then who's, is it just going to go to the trash? Yeah. If not me, then who?
Yeah, exactly.
Next, men in more feminine clothes. I've been seeing so many interviews with these hubby wubby men, like Ooh. Jacob Elordi.
Hubby wubby.
You know the type, hubba, hubba. Jacob Elordi, yeah. Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott. They're all wearing tight, thin cardigans.
We love to see it.
I saw someone, he was wearing flats too.
Oh, what about mules on men?
That could be also.
Tweed mules on men.
Tweed mules on men.
2024.
Callback. Skirt over pants. I feel like that may or may not happen. Kind of more in like the fashion community, not as like a big bubble for everyone, because I don't think that is something that is very out there for everyone to do that. Things that are out, gonna die. Maxi denim skirts. I don't like them. I feel like they also had like a very high, like fast, like rate of like, oh my God, they're so in, and then downward fall of being like, no.
Kind of the opposite of bows.
Yeah. I feel like unless you're like extremely fashionable, you are going to look Amish and or Orthodox in floor length jean skirts, which is okay, but
no, it's hard to style them, especially if you're like more curvy or just not really skinny. It's hard to like when I was in Seattle, I got a long denim skirt, but I haven't found a non-Amish way to wear it so far. So I will say that. Yeah.
Okay. Last thing. This falls under a category of items that serve cunt, but I don't know if it'll be an actual trend. Bonnets.
Oh, yes.
Thoughts? What are your thoughts?
I think they're cute, also very Amish. Bonnets with long jeans.
I was just imagining me with my denim skirt and a bonnet. I live next to like a Mennonite community, and I think I might blend in a lot.
They do wear bonnets.
But yeah. How would you style a bonnet?
I need a mood board. Oh, sorry, for this fall on Pinterest. And all of the suggestions I was getting was like modest religious fashion. Like that was all the keywords and stuff. And I was like, okay. I guess I feel like this is what right now. I wear a lot of long skirts and like oversized sweaters, and I'm definitely extremely modest this winter.
I feel that.
Sorry, Jackie. How would you style your bonnet?
I think like with the bonnet with the denim skirt, I think it's all about like the juxtaposition of like that being so like modest per se with like other items. That are just like completely different vibe. Mm-hmm. So I like wearing, I knitted a bonnet myself, which was very one of my hobbies that I'm getting into. And I like wore that with like my baggiest clothes, where I'm just like baggy in the sense where I was like, I feel like this is like more streetwear.
Okay. Yeah. Not baggy in the Amish sense.
No. Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like that's really it. Those were the main points.
Wow, we got through a lot. Thank you. You're truly an expert. Like, I feel like I could pick your brain on this stuff for hours.
I would love to talk more about this if we have the time later.
You're not allowed to second guess anything you said because I'm blown away by your expertise.
Yeah, it's good to have a true fashion expert on the pod to tell us how to not be Amish. Should we do our goopiest moments of the week?
Yeah, Jackie, do you feel prepared for this?
You guys go first. I will think.
Spike, what's the goopiest thing you did this week?
Well, Elkis, as we mentioned, was visiting Baltimore this weekend. And there was a lot of goopy moments that happened. Something that comes to mind is one morning we were sitting on Rocket's bed and Elkis was making me laugh per usual. And I spit up my coffee all over the bed and got it all over the comforter, which now has to be washed professionally. So I felt a little bad about that.
Do you have to get a dry clean? I made you do a massive coffee spit take and she literally sprayed coffee all over like a pink comforter.
We were pranking Rocket, my boyfriend, and it was just so funny. Couldn't hold that coffee in my mouth. But yeah, it's like a comforter with like feathers inside, so I don't think I should wash it in the washing machine. But
dang.
Yeah, what was your goopiest moment this week, Elkis?
As mentioned, we were being truly repulsive while we were together. One thing I did that was just plain weird was we went to this place and I got hot chocolate with whipped cream and marshmallows, and I was sitting in the back of Spike's car and I put it into what I thought was a cup holder because it was dark
there
out.
But are not cup holders in the back seat.
So basically I just squeezed it into like that like area where you put like paper and stuff, so it was squeezed. And then once we arrived, I looked down and like half of the hot chocolate was on the ground, like completely splashed, spilled everywhere, and I just felt so bad. But I didn't deal with it, admittedly.
No, I actually forgot about it until now. But then I'll say you came inside with the hot chocolate and drank most of it and then threw away some cookies into that cup because Elkis is gluten-free. And so I think you were going to eat them and then realized you couldn't. And then I knocked over that cup and there's like a
soggy
cookies that like got into the carpet. So that's another thing I have to look
at. That hot chocolate situation was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was soggy cookie on the floor, which I then had to answer to why there was soggy cookie in my house.
But yeah, Jackie.
Jackie, can you follow that up?
Are we just so disgusting?
I feel like because I am back home at my like parents' house that I'm less goopy than I normally am. But my room, in terms of mess, has been a mess. For the past 3 weeks, I clothes have been on the floor. I don't think my room has been touched since I moved out in May. So stuff is everywhere. I'm on my desk now, but I didn't do work on my desk until 2 days ago because there was stuff covering my desk. Instead of spending 2 minutes to maybe move some stuff elsewhere, I did work on my bed, my 8-hour workday.
I love doing that.
So
gremlin mode.
That's it. Just being a little gremlin and not cleaning up my space to do adequate work.
Do you have to take Zoom calls from bed?
Yeah, but I'm always no camera.
Camera off.
Off camera. I love that. 2024 off camera.
Yeah, all of my work is on camera and I honestly think it's good because if I'm off camera, I'm truly not paying attention and I'm like laying in bed in pajamas. So
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the pod. Do you have anything to plug and where can our listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, I would love to plug my TikTok. I am at Arctic Jackie on all social media. Everything, even on Fortnite.
Oh, find Jackie on Fortnite. You can where we drop in bro boys.
Yeah, had the time of my life. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
The light in me sees the light in you. So, as always, you can follow me at Late Night Elkis or find us on TikTok at Vocally Fried Pod to see Spike's mom truly destroys me.
Stop.
At Vocally Fried on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Intrusive Thought on Instagram. And
thanks for listening to
Vocally Fried.